Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Lisa Menioki, who is the founder of Presence Intelligence. She has an acute understanding of the visible and invisible information exchange between people. Lisa works with clients to get them more hireable, promotable, approachable, and likable. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mitchell. Nice to see you.
Oh, man, what a pleasure to spend time with you and learn a little bit more about who you are and where you are at the moment. And I'd love the audience to get a feeling about you through your CPOP. What is your customer point of pain?
Oh, they are solopreneurs with a disconnect between who they are and where they are.
You know, I've heard that. Like, you're not alone in terms of that's sort of an issue that people deal with. And by the way, in today's world with the immediate stop that everyone has had in their life, this is something that a large majority, the majority of people have woken up going, where do I actually want to be? But it's a very interesting way in which you presented it in terms of who you are and what you do and the need to actually get resolution there is so powerful. And so I'd love to hear a little bit more from you. Tell me more.
Well, I developed an assessment. So it's a small tool that surveys the 8 areas that would contribute to personal presence. And then I spend about an hour and a half with each of my clients discussing where their areas of strengths are and where their areas of weaknesses are.
Got it. That's powerful. Simple, powerful, straightforward. Could you share how you have credibility to do what you do?
Well, I built my career around motherhood. I could have been a doctor, which is what I wanted to do, but I didn't want to miss those first steps and the first words. So I went to art school instead. And most people thought I'd be this starving artist, you know, with selling paintings by the side of a road. But in fact, I didn't. I got a job at an agency within 6 months. However, I knew that I was a horrible employee and I really needed to be on my own. So at 24 years old, I left and started my own business. And with that business, I ended up keeping the lights on, raised 3 kids, put through college as a single mom, and here I am still.
That's impressive. And when I look at your educational background, what you've learned, where you've gotten degrees, and how you serve, it seems really powerful for me, the types of relationships you build with your clients.
Yeah, I had a degree in graphic design and marketing. So learning to position people and products and services in their best light was my craft. But when I worked with organizations, I found that no matter how good I made their services and products look, if the people were dysfunctional or if they weren't putting their best foot forward, it didn't matter. So I began to help them do so. And they began to rely on me to do so.
Oh, that's beautiful. How do you go about sharing your credibility?
Oh, I know how hard it was to raise my own kids. I did it alone. So as a solo mom, solo parent, it was tough. There was a lot of isolation that came with it. So I really care. And if I can spare anybody some of the angst that comes with it, then I will turn myself inside out to do so.
It's just so beautiful. So if you're sitting here listening to this interview or watching this and you recognize whether it's you or someone in your network that's a solopreneur and where they are is not really where they want to be, I can't imagine a better way to start than going out to Lisa. Lisa, what's the best way for people to reach out to you?
Oh, well, presenceintelligence.com is the website, but I'm everywhere. I mean, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on social media. You can Google my name and you will find me, or they can call you.
There we go. Yes, they can. Although they may find it a little easy to get to you quicker, but yeah. You could certainly do that as well. Lisa, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thank you for having me, Mitchell. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And if you're still here, you recognize the importance of Lisa's message. So click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.